Hey guys, welcome to Nuclear Talk. Today we are going to be talking about what nuclear terrorism is. Google defines nuclear terrorism as the use of a nuclear device by a terrorist organization to cause massive devastation. Now, even though that definition completely explains it, I'm going to try and go into even more depth about it. Wow, he must be really smart. Thank you. People compliment me on my humbleness too. Now, I'm going to bring in Grant Janik, and I'm going to try and explain nuclear terrorism to him so you guys can listen and get it too. Now, Grant, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Pretty good. How do you feel about nuclear terrorism?
I think it's bad.
That was deep. That was really deep. It hit me right here.
Well, I don't know much about nuclear terrorism, so yeah. I was wondering if you could tell me.
Yeah, okay. So, basically, what nuclear terrorism is, some examples are it can be getting a nuclear weapon, creating a dirty bomb, attacking a nuclear reactor, or attacking a nuclear-armed submarine, plane, or base. But why is nuclear weapons so dangerous? Do you know?
I mean, I can see, like, from history class and stuff, all the damage it can cause.
Right, like with Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Mm-hmm. Like, they were pretty big explosions. But, basically, I'm going to go into more depth about why a nuclear weapon is so dangerous.
Before you do that, I have a question.
Yeah.
What's a dirty bomb?
What's a dirty bomb? So, basically, a dirty bomb is kind of like a small version of a nuclear bomb, where it's basically a very small version, so it's not, like, military grade, but you can place it in different places, like train stations or populated areas to make a nuclear explosion, but less of a big boom.
All right.
Okay. So, basically, why a nuclear weapon is so destructive is because of the process that goes on with nuclear power. So, what nuclear power is it's created in a nuclear reactor. And in that nuclear reactor, you've got an atom, right? You know what an atom is?
Yes, I took chemistry.
Like, it's a particle. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you've got an atom, right? And it's bombarded by neutrons. You know what neutrons are, right?
Yes, I took chemistry.
It's a particle without an electric charge. Now, what it does is the neutron bombards the atom, and the atom is split into two. That process is called fission. Now, when it is split into two, it releases energy, but that's not the only thing it releases. It also releases two smaller atoms and up to three neutrons. Now, the reason this is so awesome and valuable is because you can repeat the process over and over again without running out of materials. Because what you need for the fission process is an atom and neutrons, and so they're multiplying each time you do fission. Now, what this has to do with a nuclear bomb is basically with nuclear power, when you have it in a nuclear reactor and you use fission, it releases energy, but it's at such a slow rate that the chain reaction does not do any damage when the fission process happens. It just happens and you can harness that energy for good, like powering electric items like cities and other stuff.
So like power plants and stuff, that's what's happening.
Fission. Yeah, that's the very dumbed-down version of what's happening.
Well,
yeah.
if it makes electricity, why is it so bad?
Why is it so bad? Well, let me get to that. So, the reason nuclear power can be used for bad is because when you have nuclear power, the chain reaction is very slow, like I just said. But if you have a nuclear bomb, they basically take away everything that is making the chain reaction slow. They put in, they take all that away and the chain reaction is very fast, resulting in a huge explosion that can cause lots of damage. Mm-hmm. So, does that make sense for a nuclear bomb?
You want it to be slow because if it goes all fast, everything happens really fast and just causes a chain reaction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly right. So, that is basically the dumbed down version of how a nuclear bomb works. Now, that's only a nuclear bomb. We haven't included the terrorism part. Now, what terrorism is it's basically an organization committing an act of violence to strike fear into the heart of the people and trying to strike fear into the government it's opposing. So, are you following me there?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so basically, nuclear terrorism, can you understand why that is so bad?
Well, because if they use nukes, then it's just, poof, we're gone, bye.
Yeah, and people will be scared, and it just wouldn't happen. So, President Obama actually said that nuclear terrorism is the greatest threat that we face today. And I agree with that, do you?
I mean, the greatest threat? I can see how it can be perceived that way, yes. I guess I'd have to do more research on what the greatest threat would be, but I definitely think it's up there.
Yeah, so that is one of the biggest threats we have today. Well, that's about all the time we have today. I'm Caleb, this is Grant, also known as...
Homie G.
Homie G, and I'm going to sign off. See you guys.
Bye.